In this episode, we'll be looking at how to use movie clips in YouTube videos, a step-by-step guide. Hello and welcome to the Success Unscrambled podcast. This is Alvern, and my focus is to help 1,000 creative female entrepreneurs over the next 10 years become more visible using simplified and fun marketing programs so that they can scale their business quickly, donate 1% of their profits, time, and resources to help reduce women illiteracy globally. Now, before we get into the meat and potatoes, so to speak, of this particular episode, I just wanted to sort of help you understand who this is ideally for. If you know of anyone who is thinking of starting a YouTube channel, or they've started a YouTube channel and they're struggling to make their videos get higher retention, or maybe they've been even doing it for years, but they have not been doing it consistently, as in every week, share this particular episode with them to help them get over that hump where they are struggling to get their YouTube channel to actually take off. Okay, so let's get into it. Have you ever wanted to use movie clips in YouTube videos, but you had no idea how to get started? If you are a frequent YouTube user, you may have noticed that some videos contain movie or TV clips. These videos are not only quite entertaining, but they have higher retention rates. While social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter can be useful, one of the best places to find solutions to common challenges is, yep, you guessed it, YouTube. For this reason, it is advisable to start a YouTube channel for your brand or business, even if you face the following 5 or 6 challenges. For example, creating content for YouTube takes a lot of time. Video editing is so boring, not to mention rendering and the fact that it's so tedious and it takes time to even save the bloody YouTube video after you've edited it. Researching potential topics can be quite challenging. You are not great at designing thumbnails. It takes about 1 to 5 years of publishing consistently to gain traction on YouTube. Sounds familiar? If only there was a way to obtain a shortcut to making scroll-stopping YouTube videos. Well, in this episode, you'll learn how to find and use movie clips in your YouTube videos to gain more subscribers, increase engagement, and retention rates. So, the history of YouTube. One of the best ways to appreciate any social media platform is by spending time reflecting on its history. Here's one fact that you probably didn't know about YouTube. It was created by 3 former PayPal employees, Chad Hurley, Steve Chen, and Jawed Karim. YouTube was created back in 2005 by these 3 lads, and Google purchased it 21 months later for a whopping $1.65 billion. How can anything that was created for only 21 short months be worth billions of dollars? Well, think about it. The kind of problems that YouTube videos solves. Let's take a step back for a few moments and consider what kind of content can be uploaded to YouTube. Sure, you can upload videos, but what kind of videos? Movies, TV shows, movie trailers, documentaries, video podcasts, vlogs, music videos, live streams, cooking demonstrations, product reviews, and other educational content. There is also the option to upload audio podcasts that have been converted into videos. Did I even mention you can actually stream content live on YouTube? Does this information blow your mind? Let's look at some YouTube statistics. What's even more important than the history of YouTube is the current usage statistics. Did you know that there are 1.86 billion users of YouTube worldwide? This is according to the recent statistics from the folks at SEM Rush. Personally, since there are close to 8 billion people in the world, and the fact that kids are also using YouTube frequently, I thought that the total number of users, 1.86 billion users, was kind of low. It could have been a lot higher. Well, the folks at Obello disputes that figure, quoting a total usage of 2.3 billion users. I know, 1.86, 2.3, not really much more. It is a well-known fact that YouTube continues to be the second most popular search engine after Google. Shocking, right? YouTube is also the second most popular social media platform. Many small businesses forget that YouTube is, technically speaking, a social media platform or in the social media category. However, the fact that users watch over 1 billion hours of videos daily, let me say that again, just in case you didn't get it, 1 billion hours of YouTube videos daily, and that is available in over 80 languages, is something to keep in mind. 62% of businesses post video content to YouTube regularly, and over 70% of users prefer to use it from their mobile device compared to the desktop. I'm more of those in the minority. I dislike using YouTube on a mobile device. Like, no thanks. 82% of YouTube users use it as a source of entertainment. So yes, yeah, you can see the reason why, but from a mobile device, not for me. I don't think so. So the five keys to YouTube success. Now that you've marinated in the history and statistics of YouTube, it's time to look at the practical elements. As someone who has managed YouTube channels for clients, I want to give you a few pointers to help you get an edge ahead of everyone else. Here are five keys to becoming successful on YouTube. Set up your channel for success. Do your research. Write a script. Be engaging, aka don't be boring, or aka don't be boring. add B-roll content liberally. Okay, let's look at those 5 points step by step. Set up your YouTube channel for success. So everyone who is new to YouTube gets really confused when it comes to setting up a YouTube channel from scratch. One reason for this is that the settings area of YouTube is extremely confusing and frustrating. To make matters worse, YouTube makes changes frequently. So you go in this month and you've learned your way around YouTube, and within a couple of months or weeks, they've changed it. Ah, well, c'est la vie. That's life. In order to set up a YouTube channel for success, here are some things that you need to do. Choose your focus topics carefully. Select keywords by channel. Subtopics and individual videos need their own keywords as well. Use tags wisely. Verify your channel. Be creative with thumbnails. And brand your channel from top to bottom. Next point, do your research. Obviously, I can spend all day talking about setting up a channel for success, but these are some key points that you want to head over to have a look at. Speaking of head over, you can get access to the show notes by heading over to successunscrambled.com/EP202. That's successunscrambled.com/EP202. Okay, the next point, do your research. While it is a great idea to create videos from whatever pops into your head, it makes more sense to research topics. Take a look at what others are doing around your bright idea. Check out the comments on popular videos on that same topic. Use tools like vidIQ, TubeBuddy, and even Morning Fame to give your video the edge it needs to get higher rankings. Okay, up next, write a script. So what type of creator are you? Do you prefer to plan every stage of your creative journey? Or are you more of an improvisation geek? While improvisation has its advantages, writing a script will give you a ton of ideas to increase retention. What do I mean by that? Well, for example, writing a script can help with the following: breaking the production into smaller segments, recording with a ton of energy, leaving gaps for B-roll content, making the production more manageable, injecting humor throughout your content. Creating engaging content can lead to more engaging videos and higher retention rates. Okay, the next point, be engaging. While it may seem as if I explained this in my previous point, let me explain what I mean by being engaging. Unless the format of your video is to be a reporter, like your channel is a reporter channel, like you take the position of a reporter and, you know, you have the news desk and all that fancy stuff, there's no reason why you should be stiff or clinical during your recording. Think about the last time you watched a really good video that wasn't a movie clip or a TV clip. What was it about that video that made it enjoyable? Let me give you a few hints. Add as much movement as possible in your production. So when you're recording it, even if you're doing a talking head video, if you're sharing your screen, there's no sort of movement. Well, you could add little, I suppose, emojis popping in and out. You don't want to be stiff like a news reporter. You want to, you move your head, move your arms, move your legs. I don't know what kind of video you're creating, but, move. Just move that body. Feel free to record each segment in a different location. So in other words, say, for example, if you have a 5-minute video, you don't want to sit in the same position recording the video from start to finish in exactly the same location. That doesn't make sense. Use modern gadgets that follow the presenter around, like HubSpot. Change your background as often as possible. So if you're sort of restricted to the same location, then you can use a green screen, for example, and then change your background. Include entertaining B-roll elements, which I will discuss a little later on. Zoom in and out where it makes sense. So even if you're stuck in one location and you change the background, you don't have to be the same distance from the camera all the time. You could be closer up and further away depending on the topic you're presenting on. And lastly, add B-roll. Okay, you've had it. All through this resource, I keep mentioning B-roll and you have no idea what it is. Well, think of your regular video recording as your A-roll. Your B-roll would be elements that you add in to hammer home your point. For example, a B-roll would include a behind-the-scenes clip. So you might be talking about your experience with your kids or in the garden, and you have a B-roll of the actual garden scene of you pulling up roots or picking flowers or whatever it is. That's a B-roll. Clips from nature. Like you're probably walking up the hills, you're hiking, you're talking about a hiking experience, and you actually have a video, a short clip of you hiking while you're talking in the background. Movie clips, this is the exciting part. Movie clips, TV clips. So you might have thought of something that would actually drive home the point much better that someone said in a movie, and one of your favorite actors, for example, might have said in a movie that you want to include in your video. A screen share. For example, you might be talking about an app like ClickUp or Asana or Camtasia or Adobe Premiere Pro or whatever it is, and you want to include a screen share of, showing the description of what you're talking about. One big advantage of the B-roll is that it helps your video not to be long, boring, and monotonous. It changes scenes frequently to keep the user engaged all through the video. So how to use movie clips in YouTube videos? I know I piqued your interest. I talked about movie clips and TV clips, but how do you add it in? So how does one add movie clips to your YouTube videos, and where can you find these clips? Previously, I mentioned the importance of writing a script. When you write a script, it allows you to research possible B-roll script clips that you can include in your video. For example, if your script has a phrase, "Are you kidding?" you can use a scene from a movie to say that phrase instead of you saying it yourself. It's a great idea, right? I know you'd have thought of that yourself. Maybe you have a favorite actor or actress who says that phrase really well. However, if you have no idea, like me, where to find that movie clip, let's spend some time finding out how. So, believe it or not, there are actually places online where you can go and find movie clips with that perfect phrase. One such location is CoDB, and that's QUODB. And again, if you need to get access to the show notes, head over to successunscrambled.com/EP202 so you can get access to all of the resources that I'm including here, as well as the 5 keys to successful YouTube channel and videos. You can also feel free to also do a research directly on IMDb for actual movie quotes. So if you remember the movie quote, or even if you can't remember it, head over to IMDb and search for that phrase that you're looking for. And you may not find the exact phrase the way you've said it, but you'll find others very close to it. When you head over to the QUODB website, you'll see a search bar to enter your movie quote or phrase. Again, I have left access or even screenshots in the show notes so you can actually see what this website looks like. If you're a visual person like me, this will be highly appreciated. So if you remember, the phrase I suggested was, are you kidding? When I enter that phrase, I'm presented with, five options and from five different movies. I've included a screenshot in the show notes so you can see what I'm talking about. Actually, it's more than five options. It's a five options on one page, and I think there were like 10 pages of options, so maybe 50 options available. I have to confess that I am not a movie buff by any stretch of the imagination since I gave up TV over 10 years ago. Anyway, you can click on one of the options that you can see because, you know, there are some really dark movies with obscene language, for example, movies that are not suitable for human consumption by my opinion. But you can search and see if you find one that actually would resonate with you and your brand. For example, the list that was presented with me were Fight Club, which kind of sounds scary, The Dark Knight, Pulp Fiction, The Godfather, and The Departed. I know they all sound kind of scary, but, you know, you can go and see which ones actually resonate with your brand. Next, you head over to YouTube and find that specific movie. So when you click on the actual clip in CodeDB, you will see the actual, I suppose, minute and second where that phrase occurs and the actual context, I suppose, of how it was said. So you might be saying what you want to see is, are you kidding? But it might actually have a few words before that and after that. In some of the instances, there were some options had an obscene language, and I didn't want to include that, so I skipped over to the next version. Right, so you head over to YouTube and you search for it. My search initially was for the one Dark Knight that was produced in 2008. I did a search, but when I searched on YouTube, I couldn't find the exact phrase seen in the Dark Knight. But what I found is a phrase in a movie called Avengers, or should I say The Avengers. And it was an interrogation of the Black Widow. I have no idea what that is about. I know, I'm so sorry, but I'm just not a movie person. You're probably thinking, well, that's great. Now, how do I download that clip? This is the next step in the pre-roll process. Now, I have to put a legalistic disclaimer here. It is against YouTube's, terms and of service for you to download your clips. And I know that sounds a bit worrying, but there are other options available where you can download the clips. Will YouTube come after you if you download the clips? I don't think so. I've seen influencers on YouTube have used or downloaded clips that they've downloaded from YouTube. The other option that they have suggested is going to places like Hulu, Netflix, and Amazon Movies. I think there is available where they actually allow you to download the entire movie once you pay for it. So it's a paid version of it. If that's what you want to do, then by all means do that. But I'm entering that legal disclaimer here so that you don't get into trouble and say, I give you permission to do it, letting you know that. Right. Now, on with the show. There are several software applications that allow you to download movie clips from YouTube. The one that I see recommended over and above all the others is one called Snap Downloader, another software that I've used to download movie clips. Yes, I have done it. I have not uploaded it to YouTube yet. That's not something, but I've downloaded to test to see if it's something that's doable. And sometimes I work with clients and they don't want to give me their login details to YouTube, and I have to download, or even Facebook, and I have to download the videos from either Facebook or YouTube. And I have the client's permission to download it. I don't have YouTube's permission because that's YouTube's thing, but I have the client's permission. So, you know, you have to just consider six in one, half a dozen in the next. Who would you listen to? Anyway, moving on. Snap Downloader has a monthly, annual, and lifetime license available. It is available for both Mac and Windows users. There's also a free version available that you can use for 48 hours. Now, you have all the pieces of the puzzle. What are your remaining concerns? In case you're worried about copyright issues when it comes to using movie clips in your videos, so there's one issue of downloading the clips from YouTube, and then the other issue of actually using those movie clips in your actual YouTube videos. You can take a look at a video. I've left a link in the show notes from an attorney who specializes in copyright and fair use law of YouTube movie clips and TV clip videos. I've left a link in the show notes. And that is his, specialty. And he is an attorney. He is legally what you should or shouldn't do. So I've left a link in the show notes. You can go ahead and have a look at his video to see what you should or shouldn't be doing legally, copyright, fair use, the whole lot. If you're a Mac user, there's also one other hack that you can use to get access to the movie clips without downloading from YouTube. I've left a link in the show notes. I'm not going to explain that on the podcast. You need to go to the show notes, head over to successunscrambled.com/EP202. After downloading the clip or acquiring it, obtaining it in whatever format you want to do, use it, it's time to trim it down to the exact, say, 1 to 4 second, time that you're allowed. So one of the things with a fair use policy is that you shouldn't be using a huge chunk of the person's movie or TV clip. So there's this 1 to 4 second rule that everybody knows about. And if you never knew about it, that's okay. I learned about it about 4 years ago, that you can legally use between 1 and 4 seconds of someone's clip, video, blah, 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 without getting into trouble. Fair use policy. That's just something. But please don't take my word for it again. I've left the link in the show notes. You can get access to the attorney that tells you especially what you can do around that. So you'll need a video editor to do this, to trim the video down. And there are several available on the market. The one I use is called Filmora, and that's F-I-L-M-O-R-A, to edit my videos. I've been using it for many years, and it just does the job that I need for my videos. I even use it to audit my podcast shows. Shock horror. How could I do that? Other options available include Camtasia, ScreenFlow, which is only for Mac users, Adobe Premiere Rush, Adobe Premiere Pro. I'm sure there are many others that you can do. Just head over to Google, type in Camtasia alternative, and you get a list of other, video editing applications that you can use. I prefer to pay a one-time fee for my applications. That's why I don't use Adobe solutions right at this moment. However, there are other client jobs that I may have to, invest in something like Adobe Premiere Pro or Rush to edit their content, which I don't mind doing because the client will be paying for their software. So it would be best to grab all the movie clips you need and save them separately instead of going one by one and then, doing it the next hour, do another one. You, as I said, you write a script, you map out all of the different phrases, you go all in one, write out all of the phrases that you look for. You say you have 10 different videos that you, movie clips that you want to include, and you search for them all the time, download all of them, then edit them all separate, save them as separate files because as MP4 files, and then you import them. Once you've saved them as separate files, trim them down to the 1 to 4 second that you allowed with fair use policy, and save them, obviously. I have actually included a screenshot in the show notes showing you the one that, Are You Kidding? From the Avengers. You will see I have trimmed it all the way down to 1 second. No, sorry, 1 second. Yeah, 1 second. It's actually 1 second long. And then I can then use that in my production of my entire video. So once you've all of that clips trimmed, open a new video editing project and drop all of your clips, your 10 clips, plus the video recordings that you did. So obviously, like I said, one of the best ways to record your videos is not do it a whole 5-minute segment, learn the whole script by one. You do it, break it down into probably 20 seconds or 1 minute, depending on what your memory. So I don't read the script word for word when I'm recording a video. I literally understand the context and I'm able to, ad lib on that short segment. So if I have a segment that's 20 seconds, 30 seconds long, I can record that in one go. Because I've been doing it for years, I'm good at just doing a one take of each of those. So my entire thing will be done within a couple of hours, and I just slit in then those movie clips or TV clips. So you place them into the desired spots into your video timeline and save it all in an MP4 format. And your video is ready to upload to YouTube. YouTube can be an exciting place to grow your audience base and generate leads. The key thing to remember is that marketing on YouTube does require a 1 to 5 year consistent commitment to get results. Yes, you heard that right. YouTube, you can't go and upload videos for, 1 month and expect, boom, your channel is going to explode, unless you're some famous celebrity or you're a very good singer and the people are just wowed by your audience, by your voice, or you're a very good performer, whatever it is. You can expect to spend 1 to 5 years to really gain traction in YouTube for it to finally go viral, for it to finally take off. Setting the expectations. You can make video marketing as boring or as exciting as you want it to be. In many cases, the first place to start by developing your brand messaging. If one of the characteristics of your branding is humor, then adding movie clips to your videos will be right up your alley. So many small businesses, or so many times small businesses, behave as if promoting their offers needs to be boring. In fact, you can be as creative as you want to be when it comes to digital marketing. It can be intimidating for introverts to use YouTube as part of their promotion strategy. The trick is to start slowly. You know, start with one video and plan in advance and work your way up. I know for women, one of the hardest things we have to do is put on the makeup, you know, look good in front of the camera, because unfortunately, when the camera lights are on you, you know, your face sort of doesn't look the way it needs to, unless you're using filters from Instagram. So you need to put on makeup to bring out your features in front of the camera. You know, that's just something, unfortunately, that we have to do. So over to you. What has been your experience with using movie clips in your YouTube videos? Whatever you do, remember to subscribe to the Success Unscrambled podcast, where you'll be the first to hear what's happening in the entrepreneurial and digital marketing world. Before you switch off, I have something extra important included in this particular segment that you need to know. Apart from leaving your very positive review on this podcast, keeping it live and running for the next 12 to 24 months, leave a five-star review on iTunes, Spotify, Deezer, or any of your favorite podcast players. While using YouTube to grow your audience can seem time-consuming at first, but a bit of practice, the process gets easier. The average half-life of a YouTube video is 20 days. Let that sink in for a second. So you're probably thinking, what is a half-life? Every piece of content you put out on the internet have what we call a half-life, or a bit where it gets to the peak and then it drops again. That is what you call a half-life. And just to give you the fact as it stands, on Facebook, the half-life of a piece of content is 5 hours. Instagram, it's 20 hours. On Twitter, it's 20 minutes. Surprise, surprise. On LinkedIn, it's 24 hours. On Pinterest, it's 4 months. And I've been saying this for quite a few years. Pinterest is such a goldmine. I don't know if it will continue that way because the owners of Pinterest have kind of messed it up. But aside from that, 4 months for Pinterest, YouTube is 20 days, and a blog post is 2 years. So you think of when you write a blog post, it gets to its peak 2 years. It takes 2 years for it to get to its peak before it drops down again. And YouTube, a video gets to peak at 20 days. Now, if you publish your content on YouTube strategically, you can expect to get years of exposure from your YouTube videos, because it's video, it's searchable, you can generate leads from it for years and years and years to come. And especially if you put the end cards on your video, where you refer people from one video to the next, and you keep people on the platform as long as possible, like what YouTube likes, they will continue to promote your videos for years to come. I started this episode and blog in 2017 because I had a burden on my heart to reduce women illiteracy globally. Because it's a huge undertaking, I've decided to help 1,000 women over the next 10 years to become wildly successful in their online business through simplified marketing strategies. That way we can build a strong business network of women who can donate 1% of their profit, and together we can help reduce women's illiteracy worldwide. Would you like to be part of this movement? Shoot me an email using alvern@successunscrambled.com. That's it for today. Until next time, enjoy the rest of your day and the rest of your week. Bye for now.